This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
19 keys, and this is high-level conversation.
Yeah, but, you know, that's why I say there's direct leadership and indirect. You know, indirect, you can incentivize people in ways to follow what you do, and directly is I'm doing it myself, so follow what I do.
Yeah.
Right? And like you said, it's strategy. You know, there are so many wars that go on around us at all times. There's thought wars, self wars, media wars, political wars, AI wars. Right, there's all sort of different ones, and each one you require strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Just a war of life to get to the place that you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and when you're being strategic, all this basically saying is you're taking a step back and you're thinking.
Yeah,
you're thinking about how you want to move next.
Yeah,
and most people are not thinking; they're reacting.
Yeah,
things are happening. I'm reacting to it.
Mm-hmm.
No, what's your strategy? Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. to get to that end result as you talked about. Like, mm-hmm. let's say Hollywood as it is today. There's tools that they're creating right now to change what Hollywood will be in the future, right? They got Sora made people scared when they came out with the AI tool that can generate images based on story prompts, right? Then they got the sound engineering tools to where that can eliminate a whole industry.
Right.
To where if they create an AI and it automatically generates the sounds that's in connection to the videos.
Right.
So what does that really do though? It's saying that, all right, what is the future of Hollywood? What is the future of movie making?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's currently in this space to where those who have the tools create these, it's a barrier of entry. I can't afford that camera setting. I can't afford a sound engineer. You can't afford an editor, a lighter. You can't afford the graphic design. You can't afford the actor. So you can't tell your story at the highest level, right? But what then happens when you don't need to afford it? You just need to be able to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can clearly communicate that story, now you have a movie or a cartoon that mm-hmm. can compete, right, with a Disney possibly,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So now it's forcing everybody to think, where are we in time? Because that's important,
mm-hmm.
right? A lot of people, you know, don't really take the time to think about where are we in time and when are we in time. And mm-hmm. we are in the time of great technological shift. But that shift also comes in shift of the way we think about everything.
Mm-hmm.
When we see technology shift, technology is a force that changes things.
Mm-hmm.
So how do people think about themselves? And as we get more access, how we think about our next move? You feel me? So that's not on one individual person. That's just on everybody to realize the opportunity of the moment right now.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, the opportunity of the moment right now is that we can all communicate with each other instantly and then decide what is next, whatever that decides to be.
Yeah.
And every revolution, if you will, you lose in the military, you understand everybody has a different position to play.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not the soldier.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to cook. Otherwise, the soldiers don't eat.
Yeah.
And that meal is just as important as having a soldier on the field.
Yeah.
So it's like, once you realize like the role that you have to play in this world, it's easier to play.
Mm-hmm.
Pun intended.
Exactly. Nah, understood, man. Yeah, we speak in the same language. I'm just being like cagey, but no, I'm inspired always by by our people, honestly, and motivated to make impact as an actor. You know, we got some interesting roles coming up that I think would be good for the conversation.
Anything you could talk about?
Well, yeah, Riz is directing it. He wrote it. This is our third project together. I'm very excited for it. I've been starting to get in shape and whatnot for that role and
I'm
that
still
character.
Waiting on my call, basically.
You know, you might get one, probably not. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hey.
You feel me? No, I'm excited about that. I'm excited. So, of course, there's the next Spider-Man. And you know, we got some other things on the table, but.
We getting that live action too?
Shit, man, we're going to see. We're going to see.
Pushing the cart before the horse?
You know, I think I would do an amazing job because I would put my spirit into it.
I'm going to say you would do an amazing job, and you've already played, you know, the cartoon version of it, and it's been beloved, and that's made billions of dollars, and everybody loves that character.
You know.
And you're physically fit to play the role. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In real life, you look like Miles.
You shave a little bit. Yeah, shave the beard. Run 5 miles a day for like 3-4 weeks.
Lamb up,
you know what I mean?
You ready to jump off wall.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Nah, that'd be crazy not to catch you. I think it just makes the most sense in the world.
But yeah.
You know, that's...
Yeah, exactly.
It's the future.
You know? Exactly. Exactly. Either way...
Inshallah.
Inshallah. either way, original IP, I think, is the route that... my energy is going. It's like ownership, you know? I'm really inspired by animes, man. Like some of these new shows being created overseas, of course. And it's just original.
Yeah.
It's just new stories, you know? Yeah. And it's like, man, I would love to see something like this as a TV show or a movie. And these are the kind of things that aren't really getting made today. So, you know, just... original projects, I'm really, that's what I'm on. So just lining up with writers and directors, creating projects and pitching them, selling them.
I love that.
You know?
So you talked about, I want to go back a little bit. You talked about going to therapy 3 times a week.
Yeah.
I remember Damon Idris was talking about after he was done playing the role of Frank, say Frank, how there was a darkness that was over him after the role. And he talked about essentially like tapping into like the devil when he was playing it, because he had to really go there as a character. And he realized that, you know, he had tapped into something that was more than, you know, more than necessary for what he was doing. You feel me? Tapped into that dark energy, which is a very real thing. I want to know, like, you know, because mental health issues and brain health issues and spiritual health issues are prominent right now in society. And a lot of times we do see actors burn out, but not just actors, black men, you know, burn out in a world where we don't get to take up the proper space. We don't really get to express ourselves and be ourselves in a way that we want to show up in a world.
Yeah.
We have to be a tailored version that the world accepts, right? So, you know, number one, have you dealt with some of those same?
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Things when it comes to dealing with that darkness that you have to get off yourself and get back into your own light?
In my own ways, man. I think I never really got out of any of my characters because of how I get in them. Like I said, they're just kind of, I have identified who that person is within me.
You have a process?
Yeah, I get to know that person himself. I get in that mirror. So if I'm like, you know, insecure, as excuse my language, but if that's how, then I'm going to experience, I'm going to embrace that part of my nature, you know what I'm saying? So where I would be more familiar and et cetera, you know, and play a role. If I'm adrenaline junkie, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to start like being more spontaneous in real life to understand what does that look like for me? You know, if I'm like super menacing, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like kind of, those are things I don't give myself permission to explore as Shameik, you know, but to explore it for a character, I now understand within my own skin what the authenticity of the emotion or the characteristic is, because I've shined more light on it in order to understand it more. So therapy for me is management of all of the emotions that I, or characteristics that I embrace that I maybe wasn't raised embracing, you know. But we all learn and evolve and grow. Experiences change people, etc. I'm always thankful that I didn't have to experience certain things
in reality, in order to
you know, learn and whatnot. I am somebody that does take heed from what I hear from my elders and people I respect, and I still have my side of it. But yeah, so as far as like, you know, Damson and him getting out of character, or Michael B, or, you know, everybody that has talked about this, you know, everybody handles it differently. It's a necessity though, for sure. I haven't played like some crazy evil character. Role, yeah. Yeah. So I don't, and you know, Snowfall and, or what, Franklin and Raekwon, two different characters, but I'd say like the drug game and, you know, protecting your own and whatnot, you know, that's one layer of it. But, you know, playing the Joker is like,
yeah,
you know, a little different.
Yeah, you're going schizo, bipolar.
It's a little different.
Manic. You got to tap into something that you don't even ever want to become.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At least, you know, St. Franklin was. He was the boss. He was cool. You know what I'm saying? Raekwon.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, hip-hop legend.
Yeah, yeah.
So that one got some swagger to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you got to go into them dark forces, it's hard to step out.
Yeah.
But I know you, have you experienced that, like, just talking to other actors about some of their bouts of dealing with that? Because that's interesting to have. You're not, so to me, it sounds like you're not going to therapy for y'all. Personal issues within your life that stems from experiences that you had is from the emotions you deal with in these characters as being an actor, right? But then differentiating who you weren't with, tapping into these different elements that you really have no life experience with, but now you have emotional experience with, right? And not knowing how to, you know, tailor that from who you really are to, is this really a part of me? Or, is this something I jumped into, or was it always there? So was those the type of questions that you go through?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is more of a thing where, you know, time and how we perceive it, as you were talking earlier, you know, just on that frequency, you know, when I'm gone is the moment I was born. You know what I'm saying? This 100 years is like, you know, it's billions of years on Earth. You know, it's like I'm barely here for real. So as far as like, did it exist? Well, I couldn't accomplish anything that doesn't exist. You know, I think embracing it and like embodying it is management of those emotions. Yeah, because it's more like life situations that come up now, you know, where it's like, I didn't learn to fight to like just pop off at everybody I see. I'm knocking you. Nah, it's not. I learned to fight to protect my future wife, my future daughter, to protect myself, my mother, like my loved ones, my friends, if I have to. You know what I'm saying? It's sweet, but you got caught slipping. And that's kind of like how I would approach.
But that's the soldier in you as well, though.
But emotionally, exactly that bull energy, you know? But emotionally,
I'm in the military. Nah, look, this right here, crazy. Disclaimer, don't take this if you don't want to have a super day. I think it got way too much of each ingredient in here, especially the lion's mane and the black seed oil and the MCT oil and the cannabinoids. This had me up all night and I was just knocking out everything. Got to the point I ain't even got nothing to do tomorrow. If you want to like spread out your week in a week, don't take this. If you want to knock out a week in a day, this right here will have you going. This is like Viagra for the brain. You ever wake up and you got limp brain, you feel mentally dry, and you don't feel inspired, and you ain't got what is required for you to go climb that tower of the day and knock everything down? Don't take this, because this will have you pound for pound ready to go Mike Tyson rounds. You know what I'm talking about? This Supermind right here is the best thing that I've ever had in my life, but I think it may be too much for the average person. Well, maybe we need to put a disclaimer that this is extreme, because this right here, man, I feel like I can do anything. Literally anything. Yeah, this too much. Come on, what else we got to get done, man? Send me the whole agenda. Let's do everything today. We shooting for 24 hours today. I ain't stopping, and y'all think I'm playing. Y'all better take some as well. Matter of fact, here you go. Yeah, you take some, because I'm working non-stop. Ain't no cut. Let's go.
19 Keys, and this is High Level Conversation.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.